Fort Albany First Nation has elected its first woman chief. Elizabeth Katakwapit was elected chief on October 1 with 82 votes, with Terry Metatawabin winning a seat as deputy chief with 124 votes. Brenda Scott was elected head counselor, 171 votes, Pascal Spence, 167 votes, and Joseph Scott, 146 votes, are returning members of council, with Ruby Edward Wiesk, 156 votes, Madeline Scott, 154 votes, Christopher Metatawabin, 147 votes, and Madeline Nkogi, 125 votes, stepping into the role. Katakwapit is the first woman to be elected to the position in Fort Albany, which is located on the James Bay coast. Fort Albany First Nation is in the Treaty 9 area and its regional political body is Mushkagowik Council. Grand Chief Allison Linklater offered her congratulations on the Mushkagowik Council website. Barriers resisting the advancement of our Indigenous women are found too often in the workplace, education, and leadership, making your win a challenging one that is well earned, reads the statement. Being the first female chief of Fort Albany First Nation is a momentous occasion and we are extremely happy to celebrate your election success with you. Katakwapit thanked her family and friends for their support in a post on her Facebook page, and thanked the council and departing Chief Robert Nkogi for their hard work and service. "I would like to thank the community for allowing me to be your next chief of Fort Albany First Nation," she added in the same post. "We do have a lot of work ahead of us, but we are resilient people. We will progress as the time goes on. There is an appeal committee should any issues come up. Any appeals have to be filed within 10 business days of the election."